Thank you, Ree. Now back to the news. Christmas may be some way off, but there were lots of Christmas stories in the news this week. Charities are planning to team up this Christmas to raise the profile of the work they do. The Norwich Food Bank fears it may face a critical shortage of supplies this Christmas. However, the food bank is trying something new this winter, providing winter fuel payments to those in crisis. St. John's Roman Catholic Cathedral is already planning their Christmas carol concert, and we will learn about a special Christmas present you can consider for the Norwich City football fan in your family.
Charities are teaming up this Christmas to raise the profile of the good work they do. The Charities United Group was set up with the aim of bringing together a variety of organisations to share ideas on boosting individual projects. So far, 14 groups have signed up and they will meet up every 3 months. The idea of Charities United stemmed from the Benjamin Foundation, which helps children, young people and families who need support in Norfolk and Suffolk. Chris Elliott, Marketing and Fundraising Manager for the Benjamin Foundation, said, "Having worked on some joint events with other local charities, I could see the benefit of meeting up regularly with peers who were in marketing and fundraising roles at fellow local charities. I approached BREAK, Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, Nelson's Journey and others, and our Charities United group was born. We meet quarterly to exchange information, help each other with shared problems, and look for ways we can work jointly. There is a good spirit of sharing and support. Christmas is one good example where we felt we would all benefit from joining up and jointly promoting what we are all doing."
A trust which runs Norwich's food bank fears it may face a critical shortage of supplies this Christmas. With the rollout of Universal Credit and rising demand on its services, the Trussell Trust is warning there could be a shortage of food this winter. Some 500 more people used the food bank in the 6 months up to September the 30th, compared to the same period in 2016. And in the months leading to Christmas, factors such as cold weather and high energy bills could lead to a spike in use. Mark Ward, Interim Chief Executive at the Trust, said, "We're concerned food banks could struggle to meet demand this winter if critical changes to benefit delivery aren't made now. Without urgent action from policymakers and even more generous practical support from the public, we don't know how food banks are going to stop families and children going hungry this Christmas."
As budgets are squeezed tighter than ever, a new struggle is presenting itself at Norwich Food Bank. For many people, the poverty of their situation has left them unable to afford the energy to cook the food in their parcel, let alone heat their home. And for that reason, project manager Hannah Worsley is trying something new this winter. Working alongside Norfolk Community Foundation in a new pilot, they are extending the winter fuel payments to people under the age of 60 for the first time. Previous surviving winter campaigns have worked successfully alongside Age UK Norfolk to help those above 60 with their winter fuel payments. Now, a limited pot of money is being made available to help those in acute crisis in the city. By limiting the pilot to Norwich, the charity will try to gauge the extent of the issue and hope to extend the project countywide next year if the demand requires. People in fuel poverty, whatever their age, could be referred to the Norwich Food Bank from one of 6 key referral agencies who will assess their need and, if appropriate, will be presented with a fuel voucher to accompany their food voucher.
The festive season will be celebrated at a Christmas carol concert planned for Norwich's St John the Baptist Roman Catholic Cathedral. The University of East Anglia's 170-strong choir and 30-member chamber choir are joining forces for the December the 14th event under the direction of UEA choirmaster Tom Primrose. Singers are planning to perform music by Rutter, Vaughan Williams and Holst, as well as popular Christmas carols. The concert will also feature performances from the UEA's new community choir and a solo by organist William Faulkner. A spokesman said, "If you would like to celebrate the festive season with many of your favourite carols in one of Norwich's most historic buildings, come and join us. Tickets are £9 or £6 concession, available by calling 01603 626 414 or online at www.uea.ac.uk/musiccentre/events/tickets. The performance starts at 7:30 p.m.
With Christmas fast approaching, shoppers will be hunting high and low for that perfect present. Now may be the best chance to grab that gift for a Norwich City fan, with the chance to get your hands on a piece of Carrow Road history. Railings from the Canaries football ground are to be sold by TW Gay's Dis auction rooms later this month. The railings are black with canary yellow tips, with the famous signage across the front, which has been seen by thousands of fans. Auctioneer Mr. Kinsella and his team have valued the railings between £1,000 and £1,500, but the price is expected to rise as the City fans bid on the day. If they didn't have the Norwich City link, they wouldn't be that desirable, he added. It's the Norwich link that will sell it. But I'm sure we have plenty of Norwich supporters round here. City fans have already begun lining up to bid on the lot, with members of the community getting in touch with the auction house to stake their claim for the railings. The railings will go to auction on Saturday, November the 25th, at the next Architectural Salvage and Statuary at the TW Gay's Dis auction rooms.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your Chatterbox recording to us, put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, and not forgetting to turn over the address label. And please remember, also included this week is your EDP Norfolk memory stick.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, is cheerio from Chatterbox, and from Marnie Meakin.
And from David Potten.